Being a student studying politics and journalism has been nothing short of thrilling this year. Each day, there is a new debacle to dissect or tweet to try, and it has resulted in fierce class discussions. One of the most notable events of this year and this administration so far was the road to the successful appointment of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. It was the week after the infamous hearing in my public policy class. Each class begins with a recap of current events, and I can't say that I've ever seen people so eager to get to a story. It unleashed an energy from our class that I had never seen before. Every woman in the class had something to say. Many of us were fired up, ready to defend Dr. Ford and her testimony to the earth's end. Each woman admitted that they knew there was no doubt Kavanaugh was going to be confirmed. Even after the riveting testimony by Dr. Ford, multiple allegations, a year of Me Too stories rocking every sector of life from brave survivors, he would still be a judge in the highest court in the land. In the midst of what began to sound like a broken record, a boy in class raised his hand. He told us that he felt scared. He felt scared and powerless in this modern Me Too era. I couldn't believe it. A heterosexual white man just told everyone he was scared to simply be himself. If you're a person of color, a woman, part of the LGBTQ+ community, or anyone who isn't a white hetero male, you might feel uneasy. I did. I blinked, and once again, every girl in class had her hand proudly raised high above her head. They rebutted with comments about what it's been like to be a woman leading up to this point and still. Even I raised my hand and asked him, "If you haven't done anything wrong, what is there to be scared of?" The discussion in this boy's comment specifically stuck with me, and so I later did some Googling and asking around to see if he was alone in his feelings. Turns out, he wasn't. It seems as though plenty of guys feel this way these days, but none of them feel like they can say so. Women's voices are louder than ever, with a strong and profound message. And for us women, this is amazing. We are showing our strength and refusal to continue our streak of silence after centuries of putting things on the back burner. But mixed up somewhere in our chance for equality, people became scared to share their side, to tell their story. I couldn't help but wonder if I was one of the people affecting if others felt safe voicing their opinions, even if they weren't opinions some of us necessarily wanted to hear. But this poses an important question. Where is the line between things we don't want to hear and things that shouldn't be said? This idea that people can't play devil's advocate or express their unfavored opinions has become something that our society is playing toward more and more. It's something I found myself guilty of practicing more than I care to admit. I find myself wondering if people feel like they can't say what's on their mind to me, or if I am part of the problem at hand. As admittedly silly as I thought this man's comment was, it made me think. The modern women's movement isn't the only topic where people feel silenced. In nearly every debate, political or not, those with the opinion of the minority may often be scared to speak up. But these ideas that are being withheld are ideas that need to be heard. They are what the First Amendment seeks to protect. Our right to freedom of speech means that every being in this country has the right to voice their thoughts, even if it's not something we want to hear.